Oh, okay. Fantastic. I'm actually like so happy that, you know, you and me share a similar mentality. Like, for example, when our teams lose to a specific team in the playoffs or in the postseason or whatever, that I actually want them to be crowned champions so I could say, oh, well, at least I lost to the champions, as opposed to rooting against them as a lot of other people I know. So I'm just happy because I think you're the first person on my show to actually reiterate what I've been saying as a fan and how you should be thinking when you lose to a specific team in the postseason, regardless if they're rivals or whatever. So,
No, exactly. And it's been such a great series because it's two evenly matched
right.
teams who've got good starters. They both got good aces. They've got great hitting. I mean, the hitting that we've seen from the Cleveland Indians, I mean, it's been a different guy step up for them every night. One night it's Jose Ramirez. One night it's Francisco Lindor. One night it's Carlos Santana. One night it's Jason Kipnis. One night it's Roberto Perez, who hit two home runs in game one. It's been a different guy. I call it an opportunistic offense. Even though the Cubs, on paper, have the better offense, they've had better spurts throughout the postseason where they've put up 10 runs. In this series, they've had to fight and claw and scratch for every single run that they've gotten. So it just goes to show you the level of competition they're going up against. And tonight, they're going to need Jake Arrieta, who actually had a no-hitter in game two going into the sixth inning. They're going to need him to be the dominant Cy Young Award winner that he has been throughout his career. However, up until the World Series, both of his starts against San Francisco and the Dodgers were subpar.
Right.
So if Chicago is going to win tonight, they got to jump on Tomlin early, and Arrieta cannot have any control issues early in the game. He's got to pound that strike zone and keep those Indian hitters off balance.
All right, last question before we let you go. Speaking from an objective point of view, because I know you're not somebody who puts your emotions into your analytical decisions. Who you got tonight?
Tough one.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I go
games.
Indian. I
Oh,
go
yeah?
Indian.
Oh,
Yeah,
man.
and I'll tell you why. Arrieta has been too spotty at times. And I think, you know how I said the Cubs are going to be, you know, have to jump on Tomlin early, not allow him to settle in? Well, I think the Indians are going to be more aggressive on Jake Arrieta. They're not going to let him make his own mistakes and then just try to get on base. And I think you're going to see a lot more free swinging, more of a free swinging team tonight from Cleveland than you are from Chicago. So I like the Indians tonight because I think even though they got Kluber going in Game Seven,
right.
they don't want to chance him going out there with two starts in a matter of 6 days. So I think they're going to try to close the door on them tonight. But we'll see. This series has been so unpredictable, Becker.
Yeah.
The last thing I wanted to do was answer that question, but I'm going to go Indians tonight. I hope I'm wrong. But I'm gonna go
Yeah, I had to put you on the spot. But, yeah, but this was
Thanks,
great, man.
man.
I want to thank you again for joining us today. Unfortunately, we are out of time. But
oh,
this
yeah.
was, yeah, it was great to catch up. You know, it's been a while since we had you on the show, so this was great.
Hey, Becker, thank you so much. Oh, by the way, prediction for the Lakers-Pacers game tonight? I got Indiana. Just saying that.
Yeah, I got Indiana too, actually. Yeah, I'm sorry
yeah.
to admit that.
Hey, by the way, one more thing. Mark my words. Indiana will finish a top four seed this year.
Whoa.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
How about Chicago?
Bulls?
Yeah.
I think the Bulls finish in – I'm going to give them the sixth seed this year.
Oh.
I think five or six. They're going to be right there. I think they're going to cool off at some point. You've got a lot of guys with injured checkered pass with guys like Wade and Rondo and whatnot. But I think the Bulls finish in the top five, top six. They're going to be solid this year if they're healthy.
Fair enough, man. Enjoy that Los Angeles weather.
Oh, thanks, man. And appreciate the time on the show. Really do.
Absolutely, man. You take care.